Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
One of the most important jobs we have as a parent is to keep our children safe. I was just talking about it before. I will talk about it till you are all blue in the face listening to me talk about it. And each year, thousands of young children are killed or injured in car crashes. And if I could, I would put my 12 and 15-year-old in car seats. I would do that because they are the safest place for your children. And today we're talking with Dr. Ben Hoffman. He's a general pediatrician and nationally certified child passenger safety technician instructor. He's nationally recognized as an expert in the use of car safety seats and worked with over 8,000 families, helping them ensure their kids ride as safely as possible. Welcome to the show. Dr. Hoffman, I don't usually read such a long bio, but I want to in your case because this is a huge topic and I'm very passionate. When I see kids in the front seat that shouldn't be in there and kids that are not in car seats properly, it makes me bonkers. Tell parents what you want them to know and how important it is that car seats be used correctly.
I could not agree with you more. And I think the first most important thing for parents to remember is that motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for kids between the age of 1 and 14. It's approximately 4 kids a day in the United States are dying from car crashes. The most important thing for parents to remember is that they need to keep their kids restrained. There are a bunch of different ways you can do it, and a lot of what the right way to do can depend a lot on the weight, age, and length of the child. And so parents need to understand the needs of their kid, their resources they have available, and then try and do the best thing to protect their kids and vehicles.
Okay, so let's start with little newborns. We have a producer here who just had a baby last week.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. And car seats are just so important for those little newborns, well, for everybody. So when you start with newborns and work your way up, Dr. Hoffman, till they're just old enough to be out of a booster seat for me.
Right. So newborns should be riding in a rear-facing car seat. There are two types of car seats that can face backwards. One is called a rear-facing only, or commonly referred to as a carrier, because they have carrying handles and almost all of them have a base that can stay in the car and the carrier can be detached. Those can be used by most babies until somewhere between 22 and 40 pounds and somewhere between 30 and 32 inches. And what parents need to recognize about that is that most babies will hit 30 or 32 inches long before they will hit 30 or 35 pounds. So paying attention to the length limit of that seat, that infant carrier, is really essential. We actually did a study at my hospital last year looking at how parents of newborns use their car seats. And we found that 95% of parents made one or more errors in using their car seat, either in how the baby was positioned within the car seat itself or how the car seat was installed in the vehicle. And I think that speaks to how complicated the systems are and how we need to provide better resources for parents to make sure they can use it correctly. But I think that should serve as a very cautionary statistic for parents.
Well, it's all cautionary statistics in my world, Dr.
Indeed.
Hoffman. I'm telling you, I mean, we can't control how well a parent drives.
Right.
And we can tell you not to text and drive, and we can tell you not to turn around to fuss with the baby while you're driving. We can tell you all of those things, but we can get them to put their children in correctly. And some of them don't look at the age or the weight necessarily, and they look at how tall a child is. And is the child's bone structure set for things like airbags?
So we know absolutely positively that kids and airbags are a really bad combination. Especially the airbags, the front crash airbags in the front seat. Ideally, we want kids under the age of 13 sitting in the back seat for every single ride. The risk for injury relative to airbags for kids who sit in the front seat is somewhere between 40 and 70% higher than it would be for the same child sitting in the back in the same restraint system, whether it's a car seat, booster, or seat belt. And it doesn't have to do with the child's size, because there are 12-year-olds, honestly, who are taller and bigger than I am, but they still have the internal bone structure and the relatively loose ligaments and tendons of a 12-year-old, and that's what can place them at risk for injuries from airbags.
Wow, you know, people don't even always realize that, and sometimes it makes me crazy when you see a little one in the front seat. You're like,
yeah.
So what about booster seats? Are these, because some car seats, Dr. Hoffman, you just take the back off, and then they're a booster seat, but the seat belt has to fit.
Correct. So booster seats are for kids who have outgrown their forward-facing car seat with a harness. We definitely recommend, if I can go back really quickly, two more things about car seats. Number one is that kids should ride rear-facing as long as possible. Every child should stay rear-facing until at least their second birthday, but kids beyond two rear-facing are going to be much safer than kids forward-facing. Once the child outgrows their car safety seat in terms of what the seat will permit rear-facing for weight and height, they can transition to a forward-facing car seat with a harness. Most of the car seats now that with harnesses that face forward can accommodate kids to much higher weights than we saw years ago. So instead of just being 40 pounds, most seats now can accommodate kids to 50, 65, even 90 pounds. That means that kids can ride in the car seat with a harness, which protects them better than a booster seat with a seatbelt, much more effectively for a longer period of time. Once they do transition to a booster seat, it's crucial that in the booster seat, the seatbelt fit the child correctly, which means that the shoulder part comes across the collarbone and the strong part of the chest over the breastbone, and that the lap belt stays low over the child's upper thighs and pelvis and not on the child's soft belly.
When I was looking to buy baby gifts for my friend, they have these cushions for the car seat, the infant car seats, mm-hmm. little cushions for the belt part of it. Are these not recommended? You don't want anything added to these things,
right?
Do you?
We don't want anything added to a car seat that did not come as original equipment with a car seat or is not specifically noted by the car seat manufacturer to be okay. So most of those cute head cushions and toys and all that sort of stuff that you can clip or attach to car seats are not a good idea, and we would strongly caution parents against using them.
And they seem so attractive because they
yeah.
make it look like babies a little bit more snuggly. But people do add all kinds of things. Now, what do you advise for parents who are worried about their children rear-facing and that they can't see what's going on if the baby's choking on something, if the baby... I put a little mirror on the back seat
yeah.
so that it shined in on the baby so I could look in my rearview mirror, which would look in that mirror and shine in on the baby. But one of the things parents, I hear them complain about, is that they cannot see and or reach their child.
Right. And I would say that scenario is not significantly different than what we recommend for sleep. In that all children should sleep in their own space by themselves. The parent doesn't observe the child all night. They don't have to observe them constantly in the vehicle. As long as they know that the car seat is correctly installed at the correct angle and that the child is positioned in the car seat correctly, there shouldn't be anything that they need to worry about. We do caution parents against using those mirrors because those mirrors in a crash can detach and become a projectile. And there have been injuries associated with those. If parents are really nervous, especially for very young infants, we'll recommend having a parent sit in back with the child and making sure that there's somebody else in the car.
And that's really what works so well. 20 seconds, Dr. Hoffman. Best advice about infant car seats.
Best advice about infant car seats is make sure they're installed correctly. Make sure you use it. Make sure you read the owner's manual and make sure you know what the weight and height limits are. And keep kids rear-facing as long as possible. That's the single safest thing we could do for anybody traveling in any car.
That's what we have to do for our little guys to keep them safe. And then parents, in addition to what Dr. Hoffman has just said, and he is the car seat expert, don't text and drive. Don't worry about your baby while you're driving. Concentrate on your driving, because then you'll all be safe. This is Melanie Cole, RadioMD.com. Stay tuned.